this has been one of my favorite things. And I feel bad, though, because Alex, poor Alex, she met a guy and they were doing some special stuff on the phone.
No. We were just talking, getting to know each other. There was no special stuff happening.
55-minute conversation just to change over where your like electricity bill is. Turn into, hey, follow me on Instagram. Yo, Alex Raps with a Z.
And you know Alex was in love because she knew it was 55 minutes exactly. She looked at the phone and said, oh my God, we talked for 55 minutes. Probably text 35 of her homegirls.
Yes!
She
55 minutes.
I bet Alex screenshotted it like for the future wedding one day. Like,
yes.
This is our first connection.
Exactly.
Normal people say that was about an hour or so. 55 minutes.
I am shooketh by the things that you guys are commenting on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show.
What are people saying, Live the Web Girl?
Drew says Alex has the worst judgment ever, as spectacular as she is, and the poor choices. Then someone else said, at least stoners aren't known for murdering, though. Too chill for that kind of crime.
I was going to kill her.
Somebody
but...
said, because of his long fingernails, he'll give good back scratches. No.
Oh, there's a plus.
Oh, no.
But also, don't leave out, though, if you haven't seen the photo on the Instagram Joe and Alex Show, he had a pimp cup. She only worked me
for my pimp juice. Get out. Guys, I cannot deal with how wrong I was. My judgment, I must have been completely drunk off my ass with this.
Charities on the Joan Alex Show. You have something like this happen, kind of like where you've been catfished. You're like, wait a minute. What the hell happened here?
Yeah, I totally did. I want to just say, Alex, you're not crazy. Because I was married for 20 years. And so I've literally only been dating for like a year and a half again. I got married when I was 19. So I have no idea how to internet date or any of that kind of stuff.
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, yeah. So my best friend talked me into getting on all of the, you know, POF and the, you know, Tinder and all this other stuff. So, okay. So I start talking to this guy. We text a couple times and he's like, hey, let me call you. I'm like, sure, why not? You know, if he's a creep, then I can always block him.
Right.
And so we talk, and we get talking. I mean, we talk so well. We talk for 9 hours.
Whoa,
like, 9 hours?
Until 4 o'clock in the morning.
And so what did you find out with him? Find out about him after your 9-hour phone call?
I thought that we were, like, you know, perfect for each other.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I really thought that, you know, hey, this guy's great. We've got a lot of things in common.
Yeah, but what's the catch?
So we meet. And dude is like nothing like his picture.
No.
And he is so rude and so like just not. I'm like, this is not the guy that I even talked to. But I had it built up in my head, even though I saw pictures of him and stuff like that. I had it built up in my head that he was this perfect guy.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, nope, that's not at all.
You need to go see the photo if you haven't already of Alex. She took a screenshot of the guy's Instagram, Joe and Alex Show. Make sure you go check it out, okay, Charity?
Okay. Is it bad?
Just look at it.
Leave a comment. Let us know what you think, Charity. Go check it out. Let's go to line three, and it's Kyrie on the Joe and Alex Show. You have a catfish story. What happened?
Yeah, so a few years ago, I have, like, my Facebook, and at that time, probably, like, my MySpace. I'm not sure.
Sweet.
Right. So I'm on my Facebook, and a random chick from Greenwood added me. So I was like, okay, so whoever this is, we had a few mutual friends or whatever, so I added her, figuring out, you know, who she is or whatever. A few days later, two guys ended up adding me who said that they were her brothers,
yikes,
twin brothers.
Human trafficking.
And she, right.
Eiffel Tower.
So these guys, on their pictures, they have nice bodies, you know, cute as hell, just completely adorbs, like, no problems at all. And I start asking their sister, you know, like, okay, so how do I get in contact with these guys, you know, or whatever, you know, like, can I meet them,
sure,
you know, or whatever. So she's like, oh, yeah, not a problem. You know, we can meet up over at this bowling alley or whatever, and I'll have my brothers come with me. I get there. I'm all dressed up. I look great. Everything's great. This little girl, and I mean, I'm talking probably a 15, 16-year-old little girl,
uh-huh,
is sitting in the bowling alley.
Nope.
No other guys around, nothing.
She's a decoy. They're going to snatch you and put you in their wide band.
I know. And I was sitting there the entire time, and she's like, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so. And we started talking, and she was like, yeah, this is my brother Joey and his twin Tristan or whoever. And come to find out, the boys were never real.
Ah!
At all. But at the like 18, 19. So how the hell was I supposed to know, you know?
Yeah.
So,
you just saw some hot guys. You're like, hey.
I was looking for hot guys.
See, so when you were 18, you needed the Joe and Alex show so that you would be inundated with all of these conspiracies and fears about human trafficking and murder.
Yes.
And then you would have been well prepared.
Could have kept your hormones
very
in check.
Well prepared.
Just a horny girl going to a bowling alley. That never ends well for anybody.
No. So I ended up getting home about like a week later after all this goes down. I figured out what was really, I ended up leaving because like she just like was standing there. And I don't know if like her mom dropped her off because no guys ended up coming out. Nobody ended up attacking me. Nothing ended up happening like that.
So how boring.
I ended up going home because I'm not just going to sit there and chill at 18, 19 years old with some 15, 16 year old little girl at a bowling alley. Not
right.
So I leave. I go home. Both of the twins, and I'm putting quotations around twins, is messaging me now and telling me, oh, well, I'm sorry we missed you and this and that and that. And I'm like, well, it's kind of funny how I don't think either one of you are real. You know, like, yeah. And I actually called them out on it. And come to find out after that, they quit messaging me. They quit calling me, quit anything.
Wow.
And I have no idea. Like, to this day, I was on the phone with the Joey kid or whoever Joey was for at least 3 hours one night. I still to this day have no idea who the hell
I know
was
who they were.
To.
They were aliens.
You think they were actual aliens?
Aliens trying to abduct you. And you were so close to getting probed.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, also on Instagram, Live the Web Girl. What are people saying this morning about Alex's situation?
Jordan on Instagram says, this makes me feel better about clipping my fingernails yesterday. # salad fingers.
Let's go to Travis on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Travis?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. You ever meet somebody online? You're like, what the heck happened here?
Yeah, man. This is back in the AOL days, all right? Instant Messenger.
Oh, yeah, the good days. I love that.
I met a girl. I had her come to Michigan. I was living in Michigan at the time. I had her come to Michigan, take the bus. This girl got off the bus. She looked like the Predator. I didn't even get out of the car, bro. I just left. I didn't
Savage.
Need to get out the car.
Savage AF.
Yeah. I'm not. Nah.
I can't.
Damn micro braids.
Oh, Travis, your buddy list is going up. Yeah, the Predator's back.
Listen, she's messaging you. Are you going to respond?
You going to answer or what?
Come on. What do you want to say?
Nah.
To catch a Predator. She's in Michigan. Go get her, Travis.
Yeah. No, you need Arnold Schwarzenegger for that one because I'm not doing it.
Dude, Travis, man, thank you for calling in this morning. If you got any more of these stories, hit us up, let us know. Joe and Alex show to see the photo on our Instagram.
Somebody said, Alex, really, girl? Didn't know you were into that dark coffee.
Go see what she's talking about. The photo right now, Joe and Alex show. Tweet us, Joe and Alex show. And is this on her Facebook page or no?
Well, no.
Okay.
It isn't. Should I put it on Facebook?
I think
put
this
it
photo.
Everywhere.
Yeah, this photo. Also, this needs to go to our Facebook. It needs to. Radio Now 100.9. Go do that right now.